The Jays seem to have it. Not all of them. This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, thanks to Hooters, specific to originalhooters.com, the locations you find on that website in the greater Tampa Bay area, West Central Florida, as they continue to grow with new locations. Looking forward to a new one coming to the Wesley Chapel area in the weeks and months to come. We will have a couple of things going at Original Hooters locations this football season. I thank them for their last 9 years of support. This is the 10th anniversary season of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. It might be the last. Let's see how it goes. Let's see where I am by the time we finish this year and on from there. Email for your fantasy questions, things to talk about on the podcast, things you like, things you don't. Little bit of everything, write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Some of you that know me via the Central Florida area, Tampa, Orlando, or somewhere in that area know I am often on television in the 10:30 p.m. weeknight sports show on Spectrum News, either Spectrum Bay News 9 in Tampa Bay and or Spectrum News 13 in Orlando. I'm fortunate to work with a producer in Darren who allows me to offer suggestions for things to talk about when we do these segments. So most recently, I convinced him to do a fantasy football segment. I usually get one of these every August because there is interest leading up to fantasy football drafts. It crosses over from my podcast to television. We did the segment last night. I am taping this on Monday afternoon, August the 11th, and it was fun. It was a battle between me and Dave Wirth. Dave, my longtime colleague, golf partner, and I have played fantasy football together for some time. Dave is the 2024 Ass Man from the foundation last year. He finished in last place, which made last night's segment so much more fun because Dave was talking about how my suggestion to do this segment forced him to show his cards of what he was going to do draft-wise, and I attempted to blow all that up in the segment by basically saying, here's my info. I did it a year ago. It was right. I'm going to do it again this year. And the guy you want is someone I don't want anyway. And there's more out of that. But the specific thing I want to take from that TV segment I did with Mike Cairns and Dave Wirth, again, thanks to Darren and the staff of Spectrum News in Tampa and Orlando, that is valid in this podcast, is I love Josh Jacobs, and if you have had him in recent years, you love him too. So let's just focus on why we love Josh Jacobs, and if you've never owned him, but as you're planning your draft strategy for this year, let's consider some numbers as it relates to Josh Jacobs. As of the time of last night's television broadcast, utilizing thousands of mock drafts, recent mock drafts, data accumulated by free service, fantasyfootballcalculator.com, it showed Josh Jacobs as the eighth running back off the board and available in the second round of drafts. I see incredible value here. When I looked at the seven running backs going in front of Josh Jacobs, and this for another podcast, this came up on TV last night, the back going immediately after Jacobs, it makes no sense to me. So we benefit. You benefit as, you know how when every year we own a player we're never going to own again. Dave disclosed his last year. It might end up hurting him this year. We turn on guys. We hold grudges. It's part of what makes fantasy football fun, even if it's not right to do. And then there's the opposite. you get a player. For me, for years, it's been King Henry, who actually is one of the seven being drafted ahead of Josh Jacobs, and I'm not arguing that at all. If I can put together a starting backfield of King Henry and Josh Jacobs, I'm going to be in the fantasy playoffs. I'm going to be a title contender if I can put that together in my draft. We'll see. But as it relates to sometimes you turn on a player and say, I never want to own them again. And then you have a player who you want to continue to own until you have enough data. You have enough instinct. You have enough info to say, I'm good. Or you've moved on to someone you think is better. I haven't owned Josh Jacobs ever. I would love to own him this year. Let's just look at why. Again, I think he's a very good value based on mock draft data as RB8. That suggests you can get him late first round, perhaps early to mid second round, depending on what is your league's interest in grabbing wide receivers early? Is there someone who's going to jump in and grab that multi-threat quarterback that starts the run on quarterbacks? How early does it begin this year? Whether we're talking about Lamar or we're talking about Josh, there's another J. Or we're talking about Jaden, there's another J. Yeah, I don't think what I get Jaden Daniels last year, I just chill. 10th round, boom. Jaden Daniels, that's my guy, and that was my guy. That's not happening this year. So, Josh Jacobs going off the board is RB8, projected second round based on current data, is tremendous value. Here's why. It's not just Jacobs' production the last 2 years. He switched teams. You know, if you've owned Jacobs, how he just gets on a roll. And it's an every week, how many points can he get me? Sometimes he doesn't start as fast, but his bigger games tend to come middle of your fantasy season, playoff push, seeding push, fantasy playoffs. Last year, Jacobs sixth in the NFL in two key categories, and these are big categories to me. Volume, 301 rushing attempts. Only five running backs had more rushing attempts than Josh Jacobs. Yardage, 1329. Only five more running backs had more rushing yards than Josh Jacobs. If you like a running back who catches the ball out of the backfield, Jacobs had 36 receptions. So he shows there as well. He averaged 9.5 yards per catch on those receptions, and he did get in the end zone one time of those 36. And you might say, well, why? Wow, it's only one. Okay. We did this on a previous podcast where I gave you the Kamara numbers, or they're in another book. I gave you, you know, the Kamara numbers and some other running backs, Tony Pollard, and how they translate to nothing. And yet Jacobs at least got in the end zone once. And that supplements what he gets you, how much he scores you, where he gets the ball. Inside the 10-yard line last year, rush attempts, no running back. Not a single running back in the NFL last year attempted more rushes inside the 10-yard line than Josh Jacobs. He turned those 40 rushes into 14 touchdowns. So that is what, 35%? 35% of the time, if Josh Jacobs got a handoff from Jordan Love inside the 10, you had a 35% chance of getting a touchdown. That's what you want. It's not just the percentage. It's that you know inside the 10, no running back had more rushing attempts. Inside the 5, no running back had more rushing attempts. 19. 11 of those touchdowns were inside the 5. So inside the 5-yard line, no running back had more, had his number called more, and he converted 11 of those 19 for scores. It's not quite the tush push, but it's damn close. So you've got all this. Okay, so just add it up. We'll keep this brief. You've got a guy who has proved it in multiple years, on multiple teams, bad teams, good teams, turns it on mid-season, late season, fantasy playoffs. Inside the 10, inside the 5, he's the number one guy for his offense. He has a head coach that is an offensive guy. This has been one of the youngest teams in the National Football League the last 2 years. It is again one of the youngest, if not the youngest. Green Bay is a playoff contender this year. They may win the division because Detroit's going to slip because they've lost coordinators and their all-pro center. So you got Jacobs with volume inside the 10. High percentage of converting that volume to touchdowns. Same volume inside the 5. Higher percentage of converting to touchdowns. You want a running back who can get you receiving catches and yards. 36 receptions last year. 9.5 yards per catch. Also did have the one touchdown to supplement the 14 rushing touchdowns. He's on a team with a good offensive line, with a young quarterback that we've seen flashes of how good he can be. We wonder about the wide receiving core. They finally did draft someone to help that wide receiving core. But it's pretty clear that they're going to feature Josh Jacobs. And this is a team that knows something and cares about offense. What more do you want? And we're not talking about someone here who's going number one, number, you know, I told you last year in a specific podcast, I told you not to touch Breece Hall. Buyer beware. I told you it didn't add up. Why was he going off the board as RB2 or RB3 behind McCaffrey? Why was he a top 4 or 5 selection? I gave you all the reasons why, and you can thank me for it. For those of you who ignored me and took Breece Hall, will you ignore me again the way I laid that all out? Because if you took Hall with the top 5 pick in the first round, you left points on the board. You had a player, you invested a first round pick in a player that didn't deliver for you. We're not talking about that with Josh Jacobs. I can't move the needle the way a Matthew Berry does. I can't. What I'm giving you here is a guy that if you're picking late in the first round, let's say you're in what I call the transfer spot, a spot made famous by a very successful fantasy player, Jared Atkinson, who's the general manager of West Chase Golf Club, which has hosted fantasy drafts in the past and hosts a lot of my tournaments. Jared loves this spot. I've come to love it. Why? Because it's half the work. You pick two at a time. Everybody else other than the owner on the other end of the draft, and you get two guys at once. Well, that's a separate podcast. But if you're in that spot in a 10 or a 12, maybe a 14 team league, why wouldn't you take Josh Jacobs in one of those spots? As your RB1, your RB2, whatever. Again, currently RB8 and early to mid second round pick. I don't see why not. That is a player I want to own this year. If you've owned him the last 2 years, you know what I'm talking about, and I'm sure you're already where I am. Wright.Todd@yahoo.com, Wright.Todd@yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. We'll talk to you next time.